Chapter number one. Guess I wasn't going to tell you the chapter, was it? There's a lot of them in this chapter. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. That's good, isn't it? He didn't call himself. He didn't become apostle himself. It's by the will of God. And Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherein we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings, which is also we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it's for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as we are partakers of the sufferings, so shall we be also of the consolation. For we not have you, brethren, you ignorant of our trouble which came unto us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which causes the dead, which raised the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doeth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Amen. Would you pray with us? Our Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity just to read your precious word. Thank you for the comfort and the hope that we have through your eternal word. I pray that you'd comfort every heart that may be troubled here this morning. Lord, with that comfort that you comforted us with, that you comforted Paul with, and the Corinthians with, our Father. Now I pray that your word would go forth and accomplish here this morning that is pleasing to you. Your will be done, your word go forth, and we'll ever thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, the Apostle Paul, they went through some things. I mean, had the sentence of death on him. They were persecuted. They was, well, you just name it. He went through it. Left twice for dead, beaten, striped. He went through a lot of trouble and a lot of things. But he starts off his passage of scripture this morning. It says, the Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. And he's writing to and he said, Timothy, our brother, he's writing to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. So you know what? I'm glad that Apostle Paul, he's saying something here. He's saying that the will of God, by the will of God. You know, ain't nothing like being in the will of God. You know what? A lot of people think if you're in the will of God, everything, no, many of things can go away. I mean, you look at the Apostle Paul's life and you'll see that even just cause you in the will of God. Now, you need to be in the will of God. We better be in the will of God, because without the will of God, we're in trouble. But we're going to have some trouble. The Bible said a man born to woman's few days and full of trouble. And in this life, we're going to have some trouble and have some burdens and some afflictions and going to face some things in this life. And it's a battle all the way. I was reading the book of Jude this week also. You know what he said? Paul said, he said, I'm writing. Paul, but Jude said, I'm writing to you. about this common salvation, but said that you may earnestly contend for the faith. It's a battle in contending even for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. And so the Apostle Paul then fought the good fight of faith. That's what he said. He said, I fought a good fight of faith. I've kept the faith. I fought the good fight of faith. And therefore we ought to do that. We must do that in the battle that we're in. But I'm telling you, there's trouble along the way. But he don't leave you in your trouble. He's closer to you than he ever is and will be. Our grace of God is. Look what it said in verse number 2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, and that's so true. The scripture talks about it. Talks about the grace of God. You've got to have that grace before we can have the peace. That's true. The grace of God, he said here in verse number 2, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for grace and thank God for peace. I'm telling you, you can have peace that passeth all understanding. You can have grace that's sufficient for every need. God's grace is sufficient for every need. Where sin abound, the Bible says that grace does much more abound. So there's grace in a time of need. There's grace. He'll give us that grace that we need. Whatever we're facing in life or in death, in trouble, God will give you the grace that you need and he'll give you peace to go with it. Thank God. And so we can have it. It's there in the Word of God. Grace and peace. It said it all comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now like verse number 3. He said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Paul's right here writing. Now in comforting, you know what Paul's doing? You know how you can get some comfort? Number one thing I want to look at this morning, how you can get some comfort from God. The first thing, be blessing him and praising him and thanking him. You know what? You can go around grumbling and complaining, and we can go around and get our... And it's easy to get them. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get in a position, in a place. Especially if you're going through something in your life that's working and hard to face and go through with. But Paul said, he said here, if we would bless the Lord and begin to praise him in our life, I'm telling you, God will give you some comfort through your trouble if you recognize this. God is on the throne. He'll begin to praise him and thank him. Hallelujah. You must. Paul said he had a comfort in him. What was his occupation, Paul? I'll tell you what he was doing most of the time. He was going through all kinds of stuff. But Brother Billy, he was a praising God. Always. He said, bless me, God. Blessing him and praising him. All within me, blessing his holy name. He was praising and blessing God. Now, that's what he was doing. Apostle Paul was. So you know what we need to get occupied and get busy doing? Praising God. We sure do. I can testify something. Well, my daddy's mama, my grandma died. My grandma Stevenson died. No, my grandpa died. Let me get it straight. First, but you know what? You know what the doctors told grandma? Told the family. They've been married probably 60 something years. She lost her will to live. Grandpa was gone. You know, she lived about 3 months, 3 or 4 months. She moved on out. You know what? I'm just stopping to say this to you, but some of you are going through the same thing. But when you go through those things, and I'm just saying, apart from God and his mercy, his comfort, it almost takes the will out of you to live. You say, how did that happen? You wait, you face it. I hope you know how to face it. But what I'm said that to say this, but I thank God. There's a God by the name of all comfort. And that's a God that's of all comfort. And he will stay occupied with blessing and praise in him. That I'm telling you, his comfort will be there to comfort us in our trouble, in our losses, in our sufferings, in our afflictions. He's there to help us. If we begin to bless him and praise him, I say, oh God, you still on the throne. You still ruling and reigning. We must obey. We must walk on with you. Thank God he'll comfort us. But we've got to be occupied with praising him and thanking him and blessing him. That should be our occupation. Praise in the Lord. glorifying, blessing God, worshiping Him. You know what? Dearest thing this world and this earth may pass on and leave you, but I'm going to thank God He's never going to die. He's always alive. There's not one thing. History says I'm the great I am. There's not one thing that Jesus ever was. He was dead, but He's not no more. I'm alive forevermore, and He'll never die. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you, and He won't walk off and leave you. No, He will not. And so the Apostle Paul, his occupation, and by his occupation of praising and blessing God, he was receiving comfort through that. How are we going to receive it? Grumbling and complaining are doing the same thing. We can't do it feeling sorry for ourselves. You ever done that? Yeah, I've done some of that too. Haven't you? I had a guy come by yesterday and he spoke a good word of comfort. And it's good. And it was good. You know what he said? He said to me, he said, she's happy. And said she'd want you to be too. I said, thank you for the good word. I said, word of comfort. Your heart been torn? God's got comfort for you. But I'm telling you, all words are not that comforting. But thank God, all of His words, the Lord's words, are comforting. He said, comfort one another with these words. He said, and that's what he said here, bless me, God. Bless me, the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God He's the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll tell you what else He is. He's a Father of mercies. Hallelujah. And a God of all comfort. Now here, not only is it comforting occupation, a comforting what we ought to be occupied with, but I'm telling you, you see here some comforting title. He's a Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a Father of mercy. And He's also the Father of all comfort. So if you get any comfort, but He's the Father of it. That's what He said. Father of mercy, and He's a Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, a Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. He's not just a God that comes up with some comfort once in a while. He's not a God that just says, hey, you can, it's there, but He is a God of all comfort. He is a God of comfort. He's not the God that causes misery or heartache, but He's a God of comfort to comfort us in our trouble and to comfort you in your trouble and to comfort you in your loss. He is a God that's the God of all comfort. What a blessed Savior. And the Father of mercy. I don't know about you, but you know what I want from the Lord? Mercy. You know what I want from Him? Comfort. And mercy. Because I need it. We all do. So let's be occupied with praising Him and thanking Him. Amen. Let's look at these scriptures and see the names and the titles and we'll see what our God is. He's a God of all mercy. He's a God of comfort. Not just one that will supply. Yes, He'll do that. But He is that. He's a God of love. He's a God of all comfort. I'm glad He is. I'm finding it to be more real than ever before. And you know what? The fact of it is, He comforted us in all our tribulation. You know why God comforts us? You know why? You know why God lets you walk through some things? You know why God let me walk through some things? He said, He tells us about it. He comforts us that we may be able to comfort those. God can take you and God can take your life and see how you, and others can see how you deal with it, how you work with it, how you go through it, how you get comfort. And through that, you get comfort. And through that, God can use you to comfort others. Amen. I believe that's what Paul's telling us here, and God's telling us through his word, that we may be able to comfort him, verse number 4, who comforted us in our tribulation. Amen. That's a fact that he does that. And the whole design and the whole fact of the whole thing is simply this, that we can comfort those. We ourselves, wherein we ourselves were comforted of God. You know what you can say? You can walk up to somebody and say, I can tell you what God did for me during that. You can say, I know what God did for me. He helped me. He showed me. He stayed with me. He comforted me. And you tell him exactly, I'm going through exactly what you're going through with. And listen, God can use you to comfort them. And God's been saying that to me for the last few days. Because I've asked the Lord. I'm not complaining. But he's big enough. I can ask him some questions. And I'm not arguing with him. Sometimes you get some answers sometimes. Lord, why? Well, why does it take him to help me? You maybe ask the same thing. Some of you sitting there could ask the same thing, couldn't you? But you know what? It keeps coming back to me. God's going to use it. Comfort others. God's going to use you. Comfort others. When they're going through the same thing. That may be something different. It may not be totally different than what I go through with or what your neighbor went through with. But God will use you to comfort you where you can comfort somebody else. Yeah. So who comforted us? Is what he says. Which may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. By the comfort wherein we ourselves are comforted of God. You may have to deal with somebody that don't know the Lord and don't know where comfort is. But you can share Christ with them and share the fact that God is the one who can take you through that situation and that trouble. Comfort. It's there. Our Lord is. Hallelujah. That the sufferings of Christ may abandon us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. Where does our consolation come? Where does our comfort come? Where does our suffering? We suffer with him, we also reign with him. We suffer with him, he comforts us through even through our sufferings and trials and tribulation and trouble. He said in verse 6, and whether we be afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the suffering of the same of suffering, which I also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it's for your consolation and salvation. He's saying to us, God's got somebody's salvation out there. He's going to work through you, and through me. That salvation, comfort. May be brought. Hallelujah. To him. Praise God. So I'm going to tell you something. Folks, the Lord's real. His presence is real. I guess I've sensed his presence more than ever. Just me and Him. Don't want to send you by yourself. No. He's there. He's right there. He's right there.